Our guest at the cafe this morning is Emily Glass, and Emily's the co-owner of the venue at 219 in Sulphur Springs. She's also the former mayor of Sulphur Springs. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
I saw an item, and this is not that important an item, I suppose, but it was just interesting to me, an item about J.B. Weld. This is the epoxy adhesive, which is very familiar to a lot of people, and they had some business expansion here recently. But what was interesting was that I read that that was founded in Sulphur Springs. And that's a very familiar product, but I didn't associate it with Sulphur Springs.
Yes, yeah. So this is kind of, I find this really fun and interesting just because I was able to do a little research on J.B. Weld during my undergrad time at AM Commerce for my honors thesis, but it's a really unique product. And at the time of its founding, it was very forward thinking for the market of ways to use this almost kind of liquid weld, you know, and it's really it's still obviously used today. It's still growing. Something my husband uses pretty regularly for different projects around the house. And it is really special that that is founded in Sulphur Springs. I love that.
They acquired Herculiner, which is a pickup truck bed liner. But they said their headquarters is now Marietta, Georgia. But they still have some operations in Sulphur Springs?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that was an interesting story, and I learned something I didn't know. Well, I saw also Sulphur Springs City Council approved something. And again, in and of itself, this is not that large of an item. It's called a 380 agreement, Emily, and this is for a single family home on Town Street. But as I read that, what that has to do is am I correct for giving back taxes on properties in the city?
Correct. So there are a lot of abandoned lots in Sulphur Springs and a lot of abandoned properties. And I say abandoned, they're owned, but people just aren't keeping them up. They're not doing anything with them. They're not looking to build homes. And we really, like most places in East and Northeast Texas, have a housing shortage. So this is just a very positive way for the city to encourage development. It allows people to not feel the burden of the former owner if they're buying a lot or a home that they're going to ultimately tear down. And it allows for progress in a very positive way. And really, it's a win-win situation because otherwise, you know, the city, they're accumulating different fees and whatnot on these pieces of property. But nothing's being done. We're not getting more housing like we need. And so this was a really unique way of thinking outside of the box of what we can do to encourage development in Sulphur Springs and meet that housing shortage need.
Mm-hmm. Story said that other builders are using this as well. So if it's used quite a bit, could make a big difference in Sulphur Springs.
Absolutely. And they're starting to really see an uptick in people wanting to take advantage of this opportunity.
Yep. We're talking with Emily Glass, and Emily is our commentator on things going on in Sulphur Springs and the proprietor of the venue at 219 in downtown Sulphur Springs. Very nice place to hold meetings. I saw another thing. In Hopkins County, the commissioner's court has approved another solar project, and this was called a 381 agreement. But this also has to do with the tax abatement, although I read that, if I get this wrong and anybody wants to correct me, then by all means do. But this would be for the Bright Arrow Solar Project in Northwest Hopkins County. And as I read it, they're getting a 100% tax abatement, but they would be paying a lump sum of $360,000 per year to the county. So, I think I got that right. I'm not sure if that makes sense to me, but it must make sense to the people involved.
Yes. So that is what was approved by the commissioner's court. And I know that, you know, the solar farms in particular, they have been very highly debated in this area. But, you know, this is something that the commissioner's court did recently approve with the 381 agreement. For the taxes. And, you know, I know that their goal is to try to increase tax revenue over the long haul.
Right.
For the area.
Right. And industry and opportunity. And another thing that was interesting in that story, it said the largest solar farm in the country is under construction, not in Hopkins County, but apparently over parts of Lamar, Franklin, and Red River counties. And this one, and that would be large enough to provide power to 300,000 homes. So these solar farms are getting to be pretty big deal. We're going to run out of time here pretty quickly, but there's Armed Forces Day is coming up this Saturday, May 15th, and there's barbecue
Friday night and Saturday,
right, in Sulphur Springs?
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, tickets for adults are $10, kids are $5, but veterans and active military always eat free, and it's all you can eat while supplies last. My husband's actually going to be out there on our anniversary cooking. He really loves to do, so the kids and I will be out there with him, supporting him, but they have a cakewalk and a scavenger hunt and different veteran giveaways. And it's such a fun experience and a wonderful family time. It's wonderful for everybody. I mean, there really is, it's just a good, good weekend. It's just perfect kind of springtime weekend.
Great. This is at the VFW building?
In Sulphur Springs, yes.
Emily, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over Zoom again today.
Thank you so much.
Emily Glass, our commentator on events in Sulphur Springs, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.